We'll keep that in mind. Amen. All right, let's go to Habakkuk. Book of Habakkuk. Book of Habakkuk remains one of the great books of Testament of the Second Coming of Christ. By the time you get over to Habakkuk 3, it gets real intense. We start with verse 1, of course. Habakkuk 1:1, the burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. We have, as far as I know, no biographic information on Habakkuk at all. Doesn't say exactly when he prophesied. It becomes plain here that he's prophesying about Babylon and, of course, in prophecy, the coming of Christ. Verse 2. O Lord, how long shall I cry and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence and thou wilt not save. And I think by the time you get down through the next couple of verses, you'll see he's crying out to the Lord for judgment. He's crying out to judge the wicked and so on and so forth. Verse 3. Why dost thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention. Sounds almost like Job, you know, he sees it. Verse 4. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth. For the wicked doth compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Now, you probably feel that way a little bit these days. You're asking in your mind at times, how much longer can this go on? How much longer can God hold His nose? Well, I don't know how long God can hold His nose. I know I have to hold out and try to be faithful until He's ready to send Jesus Christ back. But I can just say that, you know, you probably feel that way sometimes. You're beginning to feel besieged in this country. It just gets weirder and weirder, stranger and stranger. I saw a car today with a sticker on it, Bernie Sanders. Somebody's going to vote for Bernie Sanders. I'm thinking, are you nuts? But yeah, well, they are because they voted for Obama before that and then Al Gore before that. So they are nuts. But it's like, we're literally surrounded by people that are out there. And you wonder, how much longer is the Lord going to put up with this? I don't know. Therefore, the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth. Go to Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59, it's been the rue and cry of the prophets for a long time along that way. If you have the spirit of prophecy, testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, then you are right to cry out, how much longer, O Lord, how much longer? And we don't know the answer. But if you have Jesus Christ, you have the spirit of prophecy, and you're grieved and burdened by this mess, the creature is grieved by it. And the creation even groaneth together in pain until now. And the only thing that solves it is the coming of Christ. But look in Isaiah 54 and 59, verse 14. If I said 54, I'm sorry. Isaiah 59, verse 13. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth. He that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey, and the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Now, did you read that? It displeased him that there was no judgment. Don't you tell me not to judge. It displeased him that there was no judgment. I don't hold the gavel. I don't hold the electrocution switch. But don't tell me I'm not called to judge. Because I am. And so are you. Back to Habakkuk 1:4. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth. For the wicked doth compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. If you won't take the right judgment, you can be assured the wrong judgment will proceed. And that's what's going on. I mean, do you doubt for a moment that the Muslims think that they have superior judgment? I'm sure they do. You can't possibly think that all of the Democratic candidates for president think that they don't think they're proceeding from wrong judgment. But they've rejected right judgment. So guess what they have? Wrong judgment. They're sincere. Sincere is a heart attack. Sincere is a graveyard. There's no question. But they're wrong. Deceived. Deluded. And there are a few Republicans in that mix too, by the way. I'm just saying. Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 5. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously. For I, God, will work a work in your days, which ye will not believe, though it be told you. Now that is quoted in Acts 13. We'll go there in a little bit. Go back, if you would, first, and we'll kind of shut this down in another minute or two. Look at Isaiah 29. Lord says, I'm going to work a work in your days. How does he phrase it? Which ye will not believe, though it be told you. It is a marvelous wonder. Look in Isaiah 29 and notice what is said here. Isaiah 29, 14. Isaiah 29, 14. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work, a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. And so you go read that in 1 Corinthians 1, 2, and 3. And that's happened, and that's a wondrous work, according to the Bible. A wondrous work is that all these smart people's judgment and understanding was shot through, and God made foolish the wisdom of this world, and elevated preaching, and the Word of God, and simple, clear judgments. Look back to Habakkuk. Look at Isaiah 28. Take you back one more page. Isaiah 28, and notice, says in verse 21, "The Lord will rise up in Mount Perazim. He shall be wroth as in the day of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act." That's the second coming of Christ. Now, let me take you to Acts chapter 13, if you would. Acts chapter 13, where this passage in Habakkuk is cited in the New Testament. Acts chapter 13. And verse 38, "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, Christ, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which they could not be justified by the law and the prophets. Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you, which is spoken of in the prophets." And here we go. "Behold, ye despisers, and wonder and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you." Isn't that something? It's a wondrous work. And now men turn their noses up at it. Questions or comments? Yes, ma'am. Look in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Verse 1. "Judge not." No, let me rephrase that.
"Judge not."
"Judge not that ye be not judged." But it doesn't stop there. "For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. With what measure you meet, you shall be measured to you again. And then why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? How wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote. It's not teaching to not judge. It's saying take care of your own business first and then try to help your brother. But over and over and over again, we're called to judge. And God, God elevates judgment really highly. So to stand and say, for me to be the pronouncer of the judgment in the respect of a unique judgment where I hand down the punishment, no. But as far as saying, now God says sodomy's wrong, period. Yeah, sounds good. Anything else? Chris. Yes, I can. My answer is yes, I can. All right, anything else? Let's open up a hymn book. We've been talking about it tonight. Number 140. Number 140.
All is well, oh, then why?
troubles will be o'er. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. It's good to have you here tonight. Let's pray. Father, thank you once again for a chance to be here. And Lord, we appreciate a fresh breath from heaven. Father, for the times that we come here with you speaking, Lord, to our hearts. Pray, Lord, that you'll help us to do right. I pray that you'll give us good, sound judgment and wisdom to conduct ourselves in this present evil world. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.